Goodness, sheesh, for being here with us today. You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. I just love the name of our next group that we're featuring today, SAIL, as in Southeast Alaska Independent Living. That word SAIL, an acronym in this case, conjures up the image of navigating the open seas, facing unknown challenges. And that is pretty much what SAIL does, help people navigate through all the different challenges that life throws their way. And they have a whale watching cruise coming up, an annual event, and kind of a cruise is appropriate for an organization that calls itself SAIL. And joining me now to tell us all about that is Daniel Parks. He is the ORCA Juno team leader, and ORCA stands for Outdoor Recreation and Community Access. So, Daniel, I hear that you are new to your job, helping people with disabilities gain access to the outdoors. What attracted you to that?
That's right. Thanks for having me.
I had been working in tourism in Juno for a couple of years, and I had just kind of felt like I was missing out on connecting with the community in a real way. You know, I was meeting people, but most of them weren't terribly invested in Juno and making Juno a better place to live. Most of them were here just to see it and move on. And so I was looking for some sort of way that I could engage and interact with the community on a more rewarding level. And that's when I was referred to this job.
And so SAIL has so many different dimensions and services, but one of their big missions is to help people gain access to the outdoors. And you know, what is it about that area that is kind of like a frontier still? I don't really have a sense that although we're trying, that we really know exactly how to do all the things that need to be done.
Yeah, definitely. That's certainly so, especially within the ORCA program. The value of outdoor recreating we see as being absolutely essential and integrated into a person's success in their entire life. We think that outdoor recreating can build confidence and inspire growth and push people to explore dimensions of themselves that they might not otherwise know exist. And when we're talking about adaptable recreation, it's totally the Wild West. It's a whole new frontier. There's so many barriers that exist, and they can be different to everybody. I mean, if you are involved in a lot of the outdoor recreating opportunities that we have in Southeast Alaska, you know that the financial barrier can be huge. But there's also, you know, equipment, challenges in learning. We come up against any imaginable type of barrier to prevent somebody from accessing things like skiing or climbing, and we work hard to dismantle those barriers. So we have a pretty extensive gear cabinet full of adaptive equipment. We've got different bikes, and we've got sit skis. We got all kinds of different things that can help people access these opportunities.
So tell me about your experience with some of these adaptive pieces of equipment where you've been able to help someone.
Sure. So this was my first ski season with ORCA, and we have a couple of different sit skis, which are primarily skiing, adaptive skiing devices for people that don't have full use of their legs. And you can sit and ski, and it's very similar. I got to try it myself for the first time, and it's kind of like kayaking down a mountain in that you have a lot of control in your hips, and you're feeling the same feedback from the snow. It's just in a different part of your body than you might have experienced skiing, you know. And we had a couple of different people come up, and we had one fella try it for the first time who he had acquired a disability and had been a really active snowboarder in his youth and hadn't skied for many years. So we were able to provide that opportunity for this person.
So what was that like to kind of see this person react to after discovering that they can ski?
Yeah, it was really inspiring for me and really humbling for them. it's hard. It's, I mean, just like skiing or snowboarding is hard for anybody. It's being seated does not make it any easier, that's for sure. But it was really cool, and I think this person took a lot out of it, and we hope to see them again this year.
Well, there is a way of thinking in this career that you're in is that you're constantly problem solving.
Yeah.
And the problems are all by nature of whatever the disability is, whatever the circumstances, probably unique, that you're going to have to craft unique solutions. Does that appeal to you, that nature of the job? It could have some people tearing their hair out.
Yeah, that's what I love about it the most, really. And that's kind of what I liked about working in tourism, too, is just adapting to unpredictable situations that are thrown at you. And at SAIL, what we do is we meet somebody. We try to meet them where they're at, figure out what sort of barriers they're facing, what their challenges are, and then come up with creative solutions to overcome those barriers. And like you said, no two cases are the same. Everybody faces different challenges, and we just try to come up with ways to inspire everybody to live as independently as possible, meet those challenges head on and overcome them, discover new avenues.
Well, SAIL offers a wide range of services, and ORCA, the Outdoor Access Program, is kind of just one of its baskets of services. Can you tell us a little bit about how the organization serves the community at large?
Sure. Yeah. So SAIL, I've found that since I started working at SAIL, the hardest part of my job is trying to explain it to other people.
It's complicated.
It's complicated. SAIL does so many different things. And the one unifying thing is that we are trying to enable independent living. But that can look like so many different things. So we have the Developmental Disability Resource Center. We have the Aging and Disability Resource Connection. We've got TABI, which is the Traumatic and Acquired Brain Injury Department. We've got a loan closet and a whole bunch of other stuff. And so it just kind of depends. But anybody that's facing aging or disability or temporary disability injury, they can come to us and we can craft some sort of plan or solution to help them meet their needs. A lot of people come to us with – they're having a hard time navigating some sort of governmental system. They're trying to get,
paperwork.
They're
red
trying
– tape.
Right. And we've got a veterans program that helps veterans get the care that they want rather than the care that's assigned to them by the VA or whoever. And we help people fill out their paperwork. Sometimes we can help people find funding. We've got what's called a home maps program where we can go into people's houses and make their homes more accessible to them, especially for people that are aging in place. We'll build you a ramp maybe or help you get in and out of your shower. There's really no limit to the kind of things that we will take on.
No limit to solutions that can be found.
Yeah.
And it's good that organizations like SAIL have the capability to not be a cookie cutter organization.
We wouldn't be able to.
And how do you do that in these days and times when money is precious, it's hard to fund programs? How do you keep people that have those skill sets?
That's a good question. I mean, a lot of it really comes down to the amazing group of people that we work with and our leadership. I mean, we've got people in leadership that have been doing it for 20 plus years, and we've got people working for us that have come from various state jobs, medical jobs, working for hospitals, other nonprofits, you name it. We've got a really elite team, I think.
Elite. And,
yeah,
elite.
I
like that.
Everybody that I work with is a creative problem solver. You have to be to do the work.
Well,
I
just wanted to drop in here that everybody I've met that works for SAIL, because you've had people come on our show before,
sure,
I am really impressed with how much they love what they do.
Yeah. Yeah. We're definitely all driven by passion. It's not something that you do to pad out your resume or to get rich. We do this for care and love of the people that we serve, for sure.
And that's a wonderful thing to hear, especially in our world today. And so we've got a chance to throw some love back at Sail with your Whale Watch cruise.
We'll take it.
Tell us a little bit about that. It's what, this Friday?
Yep, this Friday, the 12th. It's from 6 to 9 p.m. It's our sunset cruise. It's an annual whale watching wildlife adventure cruise. We do it every year as a fundraiser for Orca, and all proceeds will go directly into the Orca program. So specifically what I work on, the Outdoor Recreation and Community Access Program. And it's sponsored by Allen Marine. So big shout out to Allen Marine. Thank you very much for having us. And it's a really great chance for anybody in the community to support Orca, to come out and meet some of their friends, peers, people that work for Sail. Most of the staff, I think, will be in attendance, and a great way to get connected to resources too, just by it. You know how it is in Juneau. It's all about who you know, and it's a
word of mouth.
Word of mouth. It's a nice way to network and interact with the people that, you know, are working on the things that matter to you.
Well, one of the things that they talk about nowadays is invisible disabilities.
Sure.
That those often are some of the worst, because it's not like you're in a wheelchair and we can immediately see that you need help.
Right. Disability is so stigmatized. And so a lot of people that might be facing something that seems interior to them, they might not even realize that it's a more universal problem, or that there's resources that exist to help with that. And it's hard to admit those sorts of things. It's hard to talk about what you might term an invisible disability. So one of the things that we're doing at Sail is, as always, we're working to be more inclusive. Some of our Orca programs are, not a disability is not a requirement to be involved with what we do.
And I guess your new program, the Challenge Course, mm-hmm. is one of those, that it gives people an opportunity to kind of run an obstacle course and
right.
build teamwork or whatever their organization needs. And so you've been working with that program, assisting with that.
I have.
How is that going? Because that's relatively new.
It's new to us. Sail acquired the Challenge Course from Saga.
And Saga stands for?
Joe's going to be so mad if he hears this. I can't remember.
Oh, that's all right. We live in Alphabet Soup City.
So, yeah.
So most people know. But anyway, so you acquired the course, and what are you doing with it? Are you doing anything different with it?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of exciting stuff with it. One of the main things that excites me about it is that we've had the opportunity to just have tons of different school groups out there, any age range, really. And for those of you that don't know, it's a combination of high and low elements. It's out of the Eagle Valley Center. And we've got, climbing and rope elements that are suspended 25, 35, 40 feet in the air. It's a lot of, team building, confidence building challenges. So we'll strap you up in a harness. You'll climb up to the top of a telephone pole and maybe jump off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really fun opportunity for people, to face their fears in some cases, or learn how to rely on a group of people. The thing that's really cool about it is, if we know what your group is in some vague sense and what your goals are, we can tailor our programming to it. It's meant to be fun, but it's also meant to be a learning opportunity. And so we can build programs that really suit your needs.
So what do you like about having a program like this that kind of takes you beyond your customer service base, so to speak, people with obvious disabilities?
What I like about Orca in general is just building relationships. And I think that one of the most valuable things that I've personally gotten out of doing this work is just being able to affect positive impact in the community. Meeting people that have, shared goals, shared values, shared visions for what's important to Juneau and the people that live here. But I'm sorry, were you driving at something more specific?
No. I was just trying to get a sense of a broader sense of Orca and Sail's mission. And just in wrapping up here, so if people want to take part on your sunset cruise, sure, which is this Friday, August 12th, in the evening, mm-hmm, how do they go about getting a seat on your cruise?
Yeah, we are selling tickets online at sailinc.org, or you can call the office at 800-478-7245. Tickets are $75 a piece, and again, that's all going directly to benefit the Orca program, and they're going fast. We're going to sell out in the next couple of days. So if you want to come,
you got to do it.
sailinc.org, get a ticket. We'd love to have you.
Friday, 6 to 9.
6 to 9. Oh, I should mention, too, we'll be running a shuttle. So parking will be at Ok Bay Elementary. We'll be running a shuttle from 5 to 6, roughly, taking people so that we don't have a big traffic jam at Allen Marine Stock.
Boy, that creative turn of thinking,
yeah,
is being applied, right? right here. We have evidence. All right. Well, I want to thank you so much, Daniel Parks. He is an Orca Juno team leader. Orca stands for Outdoor Recreation and Community Access. He's with SAIL, Southeast Alaska Independent Living. Well, thank you, Daniel.
And, thank you for having me.
And your staff, and for all the good work you do in our community and all the people you help. I hope your fundraiser is a huge success.
Thank you. And thank you, Juno, for all your support.
All right. Thank you.